And today we're going to look at Padre Pio's conversation with angels. Padre Pio could actually speak with angels. Not like just you and I can speak with angels, but he could speak to them, and he could hear the angels, and he could see the angels. So we're going to go through today's talk, and you'll see how we come to this conclusion. Ave mundis pes Maria. Now there's a particular Father Dominic, who, when he was first assigned to San Giovanni Rotondo, he received a letter from a lady in America, addressed to Padre Pio, obviously, and in the letter it said, "Dear Father, when I send my guardian angel with a message, does the angel come to you with the message?" Now, this is a question. Well, Father Dominic thought this was a practical joke. He thought it was a prank. And so, as a joke, he actually presented the question to Padre Pio. What was Padre Pio's reaction? Well, he looked sternly at Father Dominic and said, "Tell her, her angel is not like her. Her angel is obedient." And Father Domenico, "When she sends her guardian angel, I see that angel just like I see you." So he would see the spiritual world as we see the physical world. Such were his gifts. And Padre Pio, he actually urged his spiritual children, when they were in a time of trouble, to send their guardian angel to him. Now we've got a few stories that prove this, that illustrate this. And the first story is a spiritual son of Padre Pio, and he's from England. His name is Cecil Humphrey Smith. Now, Cecil Humphrey was in a car accident. It was a pretty serious accident, and he ended up in hospital. And one of Cecil Humphrey's friends decided he's going to send a telegram. So it was telegrams in those days. That was before the time of emails and even before the times of telephones. And he was sending a telegram to Padre Pio to let him know about the accident, to ask him for prayers. This friend went down to the telegraph office, and before he could even hand in his telegram, his message to be sent, the clerk at the desk handed a letter from Padre Pio to this person, in which Padre Pio was promising his prayers for Cecil Humphreys. So how did he know that the accident had happened? No one had told him. Anyway, the story goes that when Cecil Humphrey recovered, he went to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he actually asked Padre Pio about this, and Padre Pio responded, "Well, do you think the angels travel as slowly as planes?" So that was his answer. And it shows to me, to us, that the guardian angels actually told Padre Pio what had happened. Some other incidents that happened around Padre Pio. Several friars in the monastery in San Giovanni thought they had encountered Padre Pio's guardian angel. Don Giorgio was meant to serve high mass with Padre Pio, but he fell fast asleep. And he was in his room in town, so he wasn't even near the monastery. And in the midst of his sleep, he said, "I felt four fingers on my shoulder, and I heard someone saying, 'Come, you have to assist now.' He woke up and he looked around the room, and guess what? There was no one there. So it was his guardian angel that had woken him. And Padre Alessio, in the mid-1960s, this is when Padre Pio was getting old and feeble, Padre Alessio was assigned to assist Padre Pio, and his job was to help him to get to Mass or to the confessional, and then to come back later and help him to continue. But it seems that Padre Alessio could not keep up with Padre Pio. And he recalls, "I did not get much sleep." So he would take Padre Pio to the confessional box, and then he'd go and he'd catch up on sleep, a little rest somewhere. And sometimes, perhaps quite often, he overslept. But he always would hear someone knocking or calling in the midst of his sleep, in the deep of sleep. And he would go downstairs, and sure enough, Padre Pio would be finishing Mass. And then one day, he missed his appointment with Padre Pio, and Padre Pio pointed his finger at him and said to him, "Do you think I will continue to send my guardian angel to assist you to wake up every morning?" So Padre Alessio was aware that he has been woken up, and Padre Pio is confirming that it was Padre Pio's guardian angel who was doing this. So he was giving his guardian angel little missions, little chores to do, which is quite nice to hear. And here's another story. And this one is also truly incredible. It's unbelievable, this story. There's a car dealer in Florence, and he is one of Padre Pio's spiritual children. His name, Pier Giorgio Biavanti. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And he was traveling to San Giovanni from Florence. He got tired traveling. And at sunset, he stopped his car for a little rest, and he got out, and he went and bought some coffee. And then he got back into his car, and he put his hands on the steering wheel. And after that, he has no recollection of the rest of the journey. Absolutely nothing. Anyway, they're pulling into the square in front of the monastery, and the driver, Giorgio, he feels someone shook him on the shoulders and said, "Come on now, take over." But this is 3 hours later. There's 3 hours of missing time. And right in front of the monastery, he has woken up, and Biavanti, it impressed him, so the next day he told Padre Pio about the story. And Padre Pio answered, well, what do you think he answered? He said, "You are right. You were sleeping all the way. And my guardian angel," that is Padre Pio's guardian angel, "was driving for you." Wow. Imagine that. Our next little story, Padre Alessio said, Padre Pio communicated not only with his guardian angel, but also with the guardian angel of others, of other people, of his spiritual children. And here's some examples to illustrate this. Once someone interrupted Padre Pio in prayer, and Padre Pio said to him, "Don't you see I'm very busy? Don't you see all these guardian angels coming and going backwards and forwards from my spiritual children, bringing messages from them?" And obviously he was giving messages back to the guardian angels, as we'll see in a moment. Sometimes Padre Pio was overheard in his prayers. Things like, "Tell her I will pray for her," or "Tell him I will knock on the heart of Jesus for this grace." Another time in the monastery, people heard voices of singing, incredible singing, in pure harmony. And they were so astounded, they looked around, but they could not find where the singing was coming from. They could not find the source of the singing. So one of the friars went and asked Padre Pio where it was coming from. And Padre Pio, he said, "Why are you so surprised? They are the voices of the angels who are taking souls from purgatory to paradise." As we know, Padre Pio was reluctant to speak to people about these spiritual phenomena. So we're kind of lucky to hear about them, but he did correspond with his spiritual directors, and in which he described in some of these stories that he was in almost continual contact with his guardian angel, and his guardian angel protected him from both human and supernatural enemies, but also did other tasks for Padre Pio, like translating letters. That's quite useful. A letter comes in a foreign language, and the guardian angel would help him to understand the letter. If we can just recap what Padre Pio said about the guardian angels: have great devotion to your guardian angel. How consoling to know that near us is a spirit who from cradle to grave does not leave us even for an instant. This heavenly spirit guides and protects us as a friend and as a brother. But it is extremely consoling to know this angel prays without ceasing for us, and he offers to God all our good actions, all our thoughts, all our desires, if they are pure. Padre Pio says, do not forget this invisible companion, who's always present, always ready to listen, and even more, ready to console us. Always keep him present in your mind's eye. Often remember the presence of your angel and thank him. Pray to him. Keep him good company. Open yourself up to him and confide your sufferings. Have a constant fear of offending his pure gaze, that is the pure gaze of the angel. Turn to him in times of anxiety and you will experience beneficial help. Never say you are alone. Never say you have nobody to whom you can open up and confide. Because then, if you do that, you will do this heavenly messenger a grave wrong.